Heavenly Father, source of all wisdom, goodness, and mercy, the way that past finding out, and then abundant goodness that has given us the most devoted mother, grandmother, great grandmother, Celia Herman, in whose love and whose friendship and devotion family and friends have rejoiced, and that encompassing love that has gathered unto thee. Still thou would praise thee, the longing, the pain, and the sadness that is in the hearts of the children, family, and friends. I recite from the Psalms. Adonai Moron Vakedureyu, Ben Enosh Bat Hashveyu, Odom Lahevo Domo, Yomov Kisei Eloiseyu. Baboki Yechit Vakolov, Ve'erbi Moroneu Ve'yobesh. Toshev Enosh Adako Vatoimei, Shuvu Bnei Odom. Lu Chochmu Yaskilu Zohu Zilinu Ve'yachisam. Kilovam Oso Yikav Hakol, Lo Yerid Achrof Kevaldo. Shmortom Ura Yoshov, Ki Achis Vishalom. Hodei Adonai Nefesh Avodav, Lo Yeshvu Kolachu Simbo. O Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like unto a vanity, in days as the shadow that passeth away. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, in the evening he is cut down and withereth. Thou turnest man to contrition and sayest, return ye children of men. Oh, that they were wise, that they could consider the latter end. For when man dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Mark the good man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be forsaken. I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel doth neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall keep thee from all evil, he shall keep thy soul. The Lord shall guard thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. I will keep my remarks brief, short. Beautiful is it when family speaks of God. So, the voice of the rabbi makes some comments, but how much more so is it when it comes from the heart of a family and personal experience and child to gain and interest in mind. We gathered here to bid farewell. I always find that parting is an emotional experience, as we all know. And we experience it when we gather at airport, shipside, train depot, we remove from society and we bid farewell to one another, one is going to distant destination. There is a sense of rejoicing, grieving, cheering, a sense of going for a great opportunity for promotion, or for better health. And yet there is a tinge of, not sadness, but a sort of an emptiness. That time and distance separate one from the other. How infinitely much more painful, and there's no measure of it, is that when you gather in a chapel, as we sit here now, and you bring farewell and with a finality about it, and a finality that creates pain and a terrible emptiness. Now I find that such times, bidding farewell to beloved mother, parent, that age is not a mitigating factor. to say to Mr. Fleming for years, thank God for that. But make Jack his son, the one who gave so much love, and the one to whom you gave your fullest measure of love, as a mother gave of herself to you, instinctively in the fullest measure, caring for the hope for you, shelter, more than just shelter. It is a sense of the deep richness of love that came forth right through the years and is with you. But I found something special that it flows from your heart as well. It's an instinctive one to give love to your mother. But you go up, you go away, you separate, distance, and yet you go never far away. You're always part of her, especially so in the lonely years of aging. Aging can be a terribly debilitating emotional vein. It is terribly vain. It's so with young and so much more so, especially so with the elderly. And the only way you can alleviate it is with love. The two things, loneliness and darkness, are very frightening. In a total room, the total dark, you dare not move, you're fearful. All it needs is striking a match and light a candle. And the flicker of that candle dispels all the darkness in the room. The thing is truly loneliness. The love and the care that you showered on your mother through the years, not just in such questions, all those years of the love, you've been with her. Sister Shirley can't be here. Sadly, there was a terrible accident. She's the one who was here and came for the fullest measure of it. And all of you were there. You were there to the very last breath of her life. When she passed away, she knew as she was going, my children were with me. But you were not only the last ones, but right throughout the years, there was a spirit of love and care and involvement and concern. And that which you gave unto her, and the measure of quality to her life. And now she's gone to eternal rest. Something goes to each other only. And you and the grandchildren, all of you. The late God is gone. He had a privilege from now to say, Mother, Grandma, for that privilege has been taken away. But you do have a precious, dear memory. You have banks of memories that will always be with you. The poet William Moore said, death cannot kill that which never dies. Love shared remains forever, and truly so. The love that a mother gave to her children, Bert and Peter, Shirley and Judith, and grandchildren to all of you, that is in your hearts. And that which you gave unto her, you shared with her to the very last moment, will are precious moments that you will always be with you. The pain will recede, but the feeling of being, of having given and showered so much love and care, not only with the center, but an additional care that was given to her right throughout. And that feeling of constantly caring and living will always be with you to comfort you as she blessed you. I'm going to call upon a privilege and I think it's beautiful. Psalm 150. Burden.
My mother Celia. A totally devoted mother and grandmother. She did live a long life. And last month she reached her 90th birthday. Her early years were spent in Boston's West End, where she excelled at school. She was her high school spelling bee winner and an all-city spelling champion. Mom always sacrificed for her children. She was always involved and always concerned with our well-being. You know, my friends like to sit next to me at school during lunchtime, because because I always had the biggest and the best sandwiches on bulky rolls with enough to share with my friends. And my mother was a stickler for education. She was always promoting school and study and achievement. As we were growing up, and even as adults living away, she had her special admonishments. Don't drive too fast. Don't go too far out in the water. And Mom would ask each of us about the other. Is he making a living? Mom loved to play the piano. This was one of her favorite forms of recreation. And at the age of 70, she surprised us all by enrolling in Boston University's School of Music to take more piano lessons. And Mom was fiercely independent. In her 70s, she sought and obtained employment when most others seek retirement. She worked for those who were less fortunate, helping to care for people in their homes. And Mom was always in demand. Mom was pleasant to all. Friends, relatives, neighbors, local merchants. Yes, she befriended them all. And all had kind words for and about her. You know, I can never recall ever hearing her complain. Not ever. She accepted life the way it was and made the most of what she had. Oh, it wasn't material things, but she was rich. Rich in her values, in her acceptance of people for who they were, not what they had. Mom's tastes were simple, as were her needs. And she respected everyone, and it was returned in kind. You know, when Mom would want to get our attention, she had a tendency to call off all of our names. She'd try Burton, Shirley, Teddy, Judy, just to be sure that she got the right one, even when the only one she wanted was the only one around. It pleased her to hear our names spoken. I can recall my mother sending me to Ehrlichman's to pick up some groceries. That was the corner grocery store. And she would say to me, handing me the list, "Now be sure to tell Ehrlichman I'll be there to pay the bill on Saturday." And Ehrlichman would say, as he was filling the order, "2 weeks from Saturday for Mrs. Herman would be okay too." Mom made a Jewish home. Roast capon, brisket, simmas, potato malai. Oh, nobody could ever duplicate Mom's recipe for potato malai. Nobody. But Friday night, there was always potato malai, and it was one of my favorites. Yes, these were our Friday night staples, as was her ritual of lighting the Shabbos candles. I can see her now, with her lace shawl on her head, bending over the candles, with her arms in motion, making the blessing. I can see it. Three of us moved away, but there was always Shirley, who looked after Mom, for her daily needs, her comfort, in Mom's apartment, and in the last years in the Hebrew home. Shirley was at her side every day. It saddens us that Shirley cannot be with us today. Shirley, we wish you a speedy and complete recovery. And please know that Mom and all of us appreciate appreciate your very special dedication to Mom's life in all of her stages. The staff at the Hebrew home talked about Mom in loving terms. Her beautiful smile, her wise blue eyes, her sweet disposition. They, and Nora too, mourned her loss, as we all do. For all of us who mourn Celia Herman, we can take great comfort in that we also have a very special life to celebrate. A life of great legacies. Legacies of basic human values and the legacy of all of us. To my sisters, Shirley and Judy, my brother Ted, two daughters-in-law, Elaine and Brenda, two grandchildren, Danny, Martha, Katie, to Linda, and Carol, and Lawrence, and Leslie and Laura, to cousin Simon, to Salma, dear Salma, to Sydney, to all of you and more, please know that Mom may still be worrying about you, so please take care. We'll miss you, dear loving mother, grandmother, aunt, and friend. We'll miss you a whole lot. It hurts. It hurts real bad. You have to say goodbye. You've done good, Mom. Real good. You've made a difference. Your life really mattered. We love you. Rest in eternal peace. Reunited with Harry. Bye, Mom. Thanks for everything.
Feel good, Mom. You've done a great job. Your values go on for your children and your grandchildren. Honesty, generosity, dignity, and pretty much everything I would want to say. Except Mom always enjoyed a good laugh. She had a sense of humor. And she loved laughing. And I just want to say to Mom, if I ever have to sew something I'm wearing, I'll chew bread so I don't sew up my brain. Or matzo this week. And I know Mom wants Nora and Florence to know that she appreciated knowing you and having you care for her and all your love and concern. And she loves you. Thanks, my brother. Thank you, Steve. And all I can say is, oh, brother, thanks, brother. Thank you, my brother. Come on.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guided me in straight paths for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me. in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Please rise for the memorial prayer. Adon HaOlam Zachor Et Nishmat Sarah Bat Yehuda Shofar Ve'Yalalah.
Now, please put this on. Thank you. Wasn't that special?
It's true. That's how we felt. That's how we felt.
That's how we all felt. Before I knew it, I must have told this probably many hundred times already. But before I became ill, we wanted Rabbi Kulik to benefit for the boys. Because he knew my family. And he was a Mickey's mom. And my father. You know, he wanted somebody that knew us. And my father belonged to his temple for years and years and years. And they didn't know where to locate him. He's retired now as an elderly gentleman. And so they suggested, Lorraine suggested.
I'm going to ask how to put this up. I'm looking for the nurse to find out how to shut it off because that means the battery's going.
The red. Red shuts it off.
I did shut it off at the red. Look. It's down as far as it'll go. I said that's not supposed to be flickering when it's not working.
Yeah.
I mean when the juice isn't flowing.
I don't like that. I like something very personal, something that has meaning.
Danny, when you see
that,
no, it is still going. When the news comes in, ask her how she's trying to make that stop going. It shouldn't
so
go again.
Britt wrote it. He wouldn't let us hear or read it. He started to write it on Friday, I guess it was. And he didn't want us to know what was going to be in it. Or read it because it's not the same as saying it. The only one he consulted with was Ted. And Ted gave him a couple of ideas. Ted didn't really speak. He just couldn't still. She died in their arms.
Now you got to think of the better
things. But I thought,
the time she
had. Yeah, that's true, but I thought that was a wonderful.
He did a beautiful job.
Wonderful tribute.
My gosh, she told me she's mother. There wasn't a dry eye there. And then she had it, and he's gorgeous. So tell him. My daughter said he was terrific and he was also gorgeous.
Okay, dear. Good luck. I hope you get something.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it.
No?
Gives me time for the truth and stuff that I need to get done anyway.
Yeah,
well, some better off waiting and getting the right thing.
That's right. And I mean, I don't want to jump in anything. I could go, I suppose, say, all right, I'll take it. And then be unhappy and it's no good. Now, I have to think about what I'm taking, and they have to be careful.
Did they say they would have something else?
The first thing that they keep that comes in that was good for me, they will call me. That's what they say. What else can they tell me?
Yeah.
It's like you. Do you know when your customers are coming in?
No.
Oh, it's the same thing. Darling, be sure and get that nurse and have it. Be sure that that stops blinking. It shouldn't do that. If it's off.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it, Rosie. Don't touch it. It's off the way it should be.
That's what they said turns it off. But it
shouldn't be.
I want to thank you both very, very much to everyone.
Do you know how to use a tape recorder?
Well, we'll see what we can do here.
It's off now, as far as the plane is concerned.
There's a recast back at Shirley's house. We'd like you all to join us right from here for all those who can. We want to thank you all for coming. Thank you very, very much. The address is at Shirley's house, 777 VFW Parkway, just down here in West Roxbury. You can follow us over if anybody would like to. Please join us.
Brenda. Come, the service is not open. Stay right over here. No. Please go. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, right.